Episode number 189. Let the modding plans commence.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everybody, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Sound any better this week?
You sound the same to me.
Yeah, you sound the same in my ears too.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that later. There's an email about it.
So. Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know that in addition to the email, we got voicemails. We got a packed episode.
Yeah.
Ladies and germs. So it might be long, so you know how it goes. So the subject of this episode is Let the Modding Begin, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Modding these Camaros.
Yeah. I mean, because the heart and soul of owning a Camaro is enjoying it one way or another, and a lot of people find enjoyment in modding it.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to get to that in a second, but I do want to mention that our friend Camaro Scotty posted a PDF of the dealer version of the Camaro 2010 Camaro brochure.
Yep.
The one that's always in the little magazine type rack there. And he just posted last week. It's stuck to the top of the 2010 Camaro News Forum. And it's pretty cool. Chris, you just pulled it up there on your big old monitor there.
Yeah. This is pretty sweet here. It's a silver SS here.
Real similar to the Chevrolet website, the Camaro website.
The all-new 2010 Camaro. When I saw it, I knew it. It's got the magic. It's got the look. It's got the soul.
Who said that?
Tom Peters.
Oh, yeah. Our friend Tom.
There's a whole bunch of quotes on here from different people.
Yeah. That's good. Remember when I was in the
Ed Welburn?
1999 Camaro
brochure?
Yeah,
I remember that.
I still have that. So it's Tom got some Peters, cool stuff. Yeah. It's got a lot of pictures that you've probably seen on the Camaro website, but there's a couple that are really sharp looking that you check out, and it's free for download. It's right there in the forum. Chris, you're going to put that in the show notes?
Oh, absolutely.
So that'll kind of tide you over for the time being. Speaking of which, our member named Three posted some pictures to tide us over of a black automatic.
Oh, man.
Two, is it a 1SS or a 2SS?
I don't know. I think it's a 2SS because it's got the leather. It's got the...
Yeah, and it's got the Inferno orange leather.
I know.
And God, does that look sharp. I'm so glad I changed my order at the last minute. Even though it delayed my order longer, I was supposed to have one of the very first, if not the first, cyber gray Camaro, but I changed my order and that bumped me back a little bit.
Yeah.
No big deal because I'm going to get what I want. But so he posted some pictures. Also, in the I believe in the 2010 Camaro News Forum, gotta check him out, man. They were great. He's got a
just I can't wait for my car.
Check out his other posts too, because he's posted a few of them. One was a orange one on a beach.
Oh yeah, in
God,
Florida,
that looked good. Yeah, I mean the guy posts great pictures. He's got a great eye for design. You know, we should get him in here in the studio one day.
Oh yeah,
because we talked to him. He's a terrific guy. Yeah,
his wife. We will.
So that should hold you over for now. But let's talk about. Putting the wrench to these cars.
Okay.
I mean, we really haven't covered this too much. I love modding my cars, at least a little bit.
I like personalizing my cars as well.
Yeah, well.
Originally, I went crazy with my 95 Z28.
Yeah, you did.
But now I just want to enjoy the car. I want to get the car, and then I want to enjoy it in stock form. I want to see what it can do in stock form.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to start modifying it. I want to do the basic bolt-ons. I want to do an exhaust. I want to do a cold air intake. And whatever else the aftermarket comes out with the fifth gen car.
Yeah. Well, I was really curious to see who is going to mod their car and into what degree. So I created a poll and I posted in the 2010 News Forum just saying, you know, how much are you going to mod your car? I'm on the upper echelon as far as plans. I mean, I'm going to do a lot of things that I haven't released a lot of the data, although I've pretty much hinted at it. Because I haven't solidified my plans, but
right.
I keep a running blog on it in my car blog at phantomss.com. If nobody's checked it out yet, you might want to subscribe to it to get updates when I do finalize plans. It's pretty interesting to see what people are going to do. And if you haven't voted in this poll, please do so we can get some ideas to where people stand. Chris, where do the votes sit right now?
At 37%, which is leading the poll, they're voting for a small amount, a few things here and there, but just minor bolt-ons and appearance items. That's leading the way with 37.7%.
Nice. That's pretty much, I think, what I expected.
Second is with 21%, a decent amount, more than what it takes to do in a few hours. And then very, very, I mean, tied for third at 14.75%. We have none at all or bone stock. And I'm a wild man. Supercharger, engine swap, complete suspension, custom paint, sky is the limit.
So they're tied, none at all, or full boat?
Right. And then the last is a considerable amount, more than a solid weekend project. I'll need help from a shop or friends. That's okay. With 11%.
It's pretty interesting. I think it's kind of coming out the way I'd expected it.
Yeah, I voted in the leading one there.
I voted in. I'm a wild man.
Wow, wild man.
Yeah. Well, so far, I mean, I got a busy year ahead of me. We talked about that. One of our members, a rather new member, Milk 1027, compiled a really interesting list of mods or potential mods already. And I think I stuck those both to the top of the L99 and LS3, as well as the V6
okay.
Forum. We have, you know, individual technical forums for the different engines. A lot of cool ideas, a lot of things that are happening over in Australia that haven't really trickled over here. A lot of things that G8 related, but might be able to trickle over. It's really good to get a good spot to get some inspiration as to what you might want to do. I love working on my cars. I mean, my last car I modded rather decently, and
then you sold it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, well, yeah, because I knew that the next one was coming down the line. The only one you modded a whole lot was your 95.
95. And then I got my 2000 SS. I did an exhaust and an airbox on it, one of those lids. And same with the 2002. I never did exhaust on my 2002.
No.
No, because it had the center-mounted exhaust.
Oh, yeah.
So I left that and did a lid. That was about it. Right? Mm-hmm. The free mods. Yeah. You know?
That's cool. So definitely go to the poll and vote on what you want to do. And even if you want to call in and tell us what you want to do, we'd love to hear from you and love to have
absolutely.
You talk about it. We'll get to the contact information in a bit if you haven't.
This summer is going to be a mod fest.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's going to start getting their cars here really soon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be, you know, once these aftermarket companies get their stuff out.
Remember the good old days of mod parties?
Mod parties.
I forgot
oh, yeah.
all about those. Yeah. I know our friend Dan Burke used to host those a lot.
His garage, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a nice garage, great facility to do it. You know what? We should
organize,
encourage that. I'm tired of organizing things. I'm always organizing things. I want to relax and take part.
A national mod day?
Oh, my God.
Organize a national mod day, you know?
Well, I got a mod.
Okay.
I got a mod. 2010 Camaro Smooth Locks are in and shipping.
And I got the first set.
You got the very
first one.
First one. You don't need a set anymore. It's just you guys, in my opinion, no 2010 Camaro is complete without a smooth lock on it. You know, it's a custom door lock cover that smooths out your car. That door lock on the new Camaro is very glaring because, you know, the body lines are really smooth and everything. And you have that flat, shiny thing that just looks like a thorn stuck in somebody's foot or I don't know, whatever. So that's why I make smooth locks available. I think it's the best and most expensive mod you can make for under $10.
Yeah.
Because it's $9.99.
Exactly.
And they're available. Just go to smoothlock.com to learn more about them, or you can order them from cz28store.com or check your favorite parts retailer. They may carry them too.
Right. And don't you have something going on where if you know people buy it and send you a picture?
Yeah, because the only picture I have is of actually on Cheryl Pilcher's car of a prototype. I don't have a good picture. So if somebody buys one from cz28store.com and takes a really good picture and I use it as the product picture, I'll double their money back.
Oh, wow. You know,
there's,
what a deal.
There's contest deals at cz28store.com. But for now, I want to get these in the hands of a few of our podcast listeners.
Yeah.
So I got
get them out there.
I got three of them.
Three of them?
Three of them I'm giving away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all they got to do is just call in and say, look, I'm getting a 2010 Camaro. I want one. I want a smooth lock.
Okay.
Because whatever reason. Just let me know and leave your username, message board username, and I'll PM you on the board and asking for your address.
Wow.
If you're one of the, I'm only giving away three.
Only three.
So if you miss out, you got to buy them.
So first three callers.
First three callers that
call
in.
Doesn't matter if they've called them before?
No. No. Oh. As long as they're genuinely going to use it on a 2010 Camaro.
Okay.
You know.
And do they got to send a picture to prove it?
It'd be nice, but that doesn't enter them in the contest because they're getting it for free. I'm not going
to. Right.
Well, yeah, I'll double their money back.
Okay.
It's free.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's that. So that's one of the easiest and smallest mods that I can think of that really works well.
Okay.
1,000 sold for fourth gens, and I still have them available for fourth gens too. So that's that. That's the plug.
Nice.
I had to get that out there, but I want to give them away too.
Yeah.
So now that we've talked about mods, you know, I'm looking at the supercharger, pedometer, suspension, wheels, and 9 yards route. You're looking at just exhaust and everything.
Right.
But what happens on the insurance side of things? Somebody brought this up. His name is John H. on the message board.
Yeah. What happens when you go to insure this car? Do your mods get insured as well? Well, let me tell you my experience I had with modding my car
and
insurance companies. Long time ago, before the word blog was ever uttered, I had what was called a blog, basically. And I wrote my daily occurrences of dealing with an insurance company after my 95 Z28 was burglarized and violated. Yeah. And while it was in having modifications done on it, you know, they ripped out. I had a custom Landsar stereo system back then. I had chrome wheels. All of it was ripped out, stolen. Insurance company didn't want to cover anything because they said they didn't have receipts. They didn't know anything about it. And actually, they did, because it was just a huge, huge ordeal. Well, anyways, after reading my blog back then, I got a call from the CEO of the insurance company who wanted to know what they could do to make me happy. I said, I just want you to cover my stuff. I don't want anything more, anything less. So bottom line is they did. And then what I do now is I have a separate rider on my Camaro that covers up to an X amount of money in modification. So if anything should happen, that rider goes into effect there.
I wonder if that's the only or best method to do that in the situation, because I've got to look at this very, very carefully. I don't want to take a risk if I do go headers and exhaust and wheel suspension, seats, stereo, or whatever, you know, the supercharger 9 yards.
Right.
And something, God forbid, does happen, after I drink myself into oblivion, I'm going to have to deal with the financial aspect of it.
Right.
And I don't want to be caught wishing that I'd made a choice that I didn't. So if we've got any insurance agents or insurance specialists or anybody in the insurance industry that has firsthand knowledge or advice that you can call in and offer us and our listeners, we'd really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll get to the contact number in a minute.
I would say the biggest thing is keep your receipts of everything you've installed on your car.
Yeah.
Definitely. Keep your receipts.
Yeah.
Luckily I did, because I had faxed a copy to my insurance company, but apparently they lost them.
I bet they did.
And that was part of the problem. So I had kept all my receipts, and that really helped with the process.
I do that with a lot of things. I just grab a manila folder and write, you know, Trailblazer on it and stuff my receipts in there, because in case I ever need to reference something, it's you never know when you need it, and I'd rather have it than not need it than need it and not have it.
And
just
nowadays,
like insurance.
Right. Nowadays, I mean, you're usually getting a digital copy of your receipt when you buy a product online or something like that. So, you know, take your email, save it with the receipt in there, and archive it.
Cool. So hopefully we'll get somebody that's, you know, gives us some professional advice on, unless we're hitting the bullseye right there with it, but still like to hear. I guess we got a couple of voicemails and emails. Just before that, I just remembered, I'm looking at my, you can tell I'm looking,
look
at, my,
at, your show
looking
notes.
At my show notes there. sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it was Captain Pete posted some pictures of a truckload of nothing but
orange Camaros.
Inferno orange Camaros.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool. Check that out as well. We got a lot of link dropping going on here, so try to keep up. So anyway, voicemails and emails, what do we got?
We have two emails. And we have three voicemails this week.
And they are brought to us by
Magnaflow at magnaflow.com.
That's right. One of our current podcast sponsor. We check their website every week to see what was going on. Last week, we noticed that they had part numbers, just no pictures or prices for 2000.
Or sound clips.
But
we're waiting on.
Anxiously waiting for the sound clips, because as soon as they get their hands on one, I'm sure they're going to throw it up in the air, throw an exhaust on it, and get some sound clips on the website.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll talk about that when the time comes. Yeah. But for right now, check them out and see what they've got so far at magnaflow.com.
Yep.
Emails.
Okay.
You want to start with emails?
Yeah, grab one.
I'll just grab one.
Grab one.
I'll grab one.
Throw one over at me.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. Start off.
Here we go. This comes from Brian Wolf.
Okay.
The message is, you guys forgot the black stripe package in the Camaro Builder. GM has it on theirs. Like the one they put on the Bumblebee car in Transformers, you only have the black with hockey stripes.
Oh.
That is correct. Our Camaro Builder, while it was the first interactive builder of its kind online, and it still has a cool feature where you can bookmark your package and put it in
your
sink.
No one else has that.
It's a touch outdated. And so Jake Robb, our resident SOB and very, very good friend of the community, get on the stick, buddy. You need it updated. So, John, thanks for that.
Yep.
Or excuse me, Brian, thank you very much for that. And we're
It'll
getting to it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next email comes to us from Ace Rockola. That's his forum name. Okay.
Dig it.
I like the podcast. I found the podcast before the website. Another person who found the podcast before the website. Wow.
We love new listeners and new members.
I know. My only critique of the podcast is the low volume of your call-in listeners. I find I have to crank up my radio all the way to hear them while you two guys are plenty loud. Maybe tell the callers to speak up. Thanks for a great site and podcast, Ace. Well, hopefully we're going to be fixing that. The way we have set up here in our studio is our voicemails are handled by Skype. We have a call-in Skype number, which you hear every week. And you call in, and that's it. We pipe in the audio. I noticed that people who probably call from cell phones, their voices are a lot lower. So we're gonna figure out a way here to crank the volume. So
we're gonna do what we can anyway.
Oh yeah,
new studio equipment is always fun.
Yeah,
and if you are calling in, make sure you speak loud, but don't scream into the phone either.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for that piece of advice. We always enjoy constructive criticism on how to make our show better.
Sure.
Faux show. So I guess now speaking of which, we do have some voicemails, right?
Yeah.
Right after this, though.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we have three voicemails to go through, and our first one was sent at 6:01 a.m., so someone was up early when they called in here.
All right.
Hey, guys. BearZ28. I still got goosebumps hearing that story. You guys did a great job reading it. Thanks. And another one, comment about one of the callers mentioned how would you sell your Camaro for a Z06. And actually, I've been debating that thought. I'm thinking maybe later on this year when I get a good job or something. I've been unemployed since October, since I was discharged from the military. God knows how I'm still making ends meet. But I've been thinking if I could sell the Camaro and sell the four-wheeler and save up probably $10,000-$15,000 or something like that, I can put a down payment on a Z06 and maybe get it. And they changed some stuff in the 09s, and I like it. But you can't – I'm not trying to argue here, but you can't really Camaro you can't really compare a Z06 to a Camaro. It's just they're two completely different cars, I would think. And I haven't been one of those pleasured few that have gotten to drive the new Camaros yet. But I'm still waiting until they come out before I make my decision. And WS6 Nightmare and myself have been talking about that. So be looking into that option. It's GM CTSV or newer Corvette Z06, or keep in mind dragging it out and buying a new Camaro. But yeah, we'll see. But it's just after a while, you get so many parts into a fourth gen, it almost becomes uncomfortable to drive for longer periods of time. And I was driving it for about 5 hours this afternoon to El Paso and back, and it beats me up. And I could use something a little bit more refined, and I really hope the new fifth gen will do that. And I'm confident that they did. And I still have yet to test drive one. They're due out here, actually, May 19th. I've been pestering the dealership. So, all right, just figured I'd offer 2 cents and half a beer. So, all right, sorry, guys.
Well, thanks, Bear, for that email.
Is that loud enough for you, Ace Rockola?
I think he's got a point. Yep. I mean, a Corvette and a Camaro are two completely different cars.
Mm-hmm.
I've owned both.
Yep.
And they are... That's two different animals.
It just depends on what kind of car owner you want to be, I think. You know,
I think if I was making a long distance trip,
yeah,
I would want to make it in a fifth gen Camaro over the Corvette.
Really?
Just because of my size,
yeah.
6'4". I just fit into a Corvette. Just fit. Making the 1.5 to 2 hour trip to the M events every year with the Corvette. My knees.
Really?
Man, yeah, my knees hurt.
Interesting. Definitely interesting, and you make some good points. Bear, sorry to hear about your employment situation. Hopefully that gets resolved soon. He brought up something interesting. You mod your car too much, it's going to be uncomfortable. You're going to have to fight the car to drive it.
That's right.
You know, since we're talking about modding earlier. So thanks for that voicemail, Bear, as usual.
Yeah.
Me and you, we gotta get a beer together.
I know.
We got to get together sometime this year.
Yeah.
Got another one, Chris?
Sure do.
Hey, guys. Mudbone calling. Just calling in about a couple of things you said on the podcast. First off, I got an email probably about a month ago from a gentleman in my area that runs a car club that I belong to, and our local Chevy dealer in Fredericksburg, Virginia, has got a Camaro Day planned for May the 2nd, which is Saturday, and they have asked for people to bring in first, second, third, and fourth gen Camaros to, I guess, showcase with the new car, and they asked me to bring my 30th anniversary convertible, so I'm going to take it to the thing, and I have been seeing other references to May the 6th, so I'm not sure exactly when the unveiling is going to be. I'm going to double confirm that, but I have been watching around here and haven't seen a car one, so hopefully they'll be over this way soon. The other thing you had asked about people calling in about the blog over street racing, and I guess I understand the thinking behind automatic jail time for street racing, but I think I more lean towards the punishment has to fit the crime. And, you know, we have a sliding scale of punishment based on a sliding scale of the level of the level of severity of the crime that somebody would commit. So, you know, obviously if somebody does something that causes injury or, goodness sakes, death, they need to be severely punished. There's no question about that. But and street racing is wrong. People shouldn't do it, and there should be penalties for it. No question about that. I'm not saying that street racing is acceptable, because it isn't. The problem is some law officers have discretion, as was demonstrated in the story that Bear related, but others don't. And they might use that jail time and just, I think, inappropriately punish people and really wreck their lives for something that may not have been that serious an infraction. So anyway, as I said at the beginning, let the punishment fit the crime. And if somebody's street racing and nobody gets hurt, but they get caught, they need to get a severe ticket. But I think, you know, locking people up in jail needs to be reserved for serious crime, and just racing on the street in and of itself, while being wrong, is not a serious offense like hurting somebody or killing them. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
You got some great points there. Oh, wait, I almost forgot.
What?
Mudbone.
You got some great points there, and letting the punishment fit the crime is always, you know.
Yeah.
I think, but here's the thing that you gotta, that I'm no expert by any stretch.
Yeah.
Just like, it's the potential damage that can be done. For example, I can't take one of my guns and go out into the middle of Gratiot Avenue here in Detroit and start firing my gun into the air. And because it didn't kill anybody, that doesn't mean that I should just get a ticket, you know, a jaywalking ticket or plead down. I mean, I will go to jail. No questions asked, because I could have killed somebody.
And they'll take your guns away.
And yeah, well, you know. Right, and if you street race, you could have killed somebody, and they will take your car away.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could, you know, technically one car can kill several people, but one bullet can't always kill several people.
Right.
So you got to kind of consider, I don't know what there's probably a legal term for the potential effects of that. So, I mean, I agree with you. Street racing is wrong. Yes, we've all done it. Yes, I'll probably goose it on the highway a little bit, but you know, it depends on your level of control, and it's such a gray area. You can't do a blanket statement,
right?
If you know, because then it could come down to, if you go 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, suddenly you're street racing, or the potential damage done could be killing somebody. So you know, you're right. You gotta let it fit the crime.
You have to look at each individual case. You can't, like you said, make a blanket statement and cover everything, because not everything constitutes street racing.
Right. You know, I guess if you're speeding and you do 20 over, okay, that's a bad ticket. But you're doing 70 over, which has been brought up in another thread.
Right.
Okay, there you go. So I guess if you're street racing and you do up to 100 miles an hour. Even then you can't compartmentalize it. Yeah. So it's a tough subject. It's always been a tough subject, and I just encourage everybody to use their heads.
Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Yep.
Hey, Chris, Jason. This is Firehawk 2003. Mauricio calling back again. I just got back from the Austin Auto Show, man, and they had three 2010 Camaros there, an Inferno Orange with Inferno Orange interior, yellow 2LT RS, silver LS, and wow, man. If I had any doubt before of what to get between that and the Corvette, I have no doubt in my mind that what I want now is, in fact, a 2010 Camaro. Inferno Orange, Cyber Gray Metallic Stripes, Inferno Orange Interior, 2SS RS, man. Seeing it in person just gives you a totally different perspective of the car. It's just an amazing car to look at. I mean, for comparison, they had the ZR1 parked right next to it, and it was just totally different. It was thoroughly well-designed, and materials on it are great. I mean, I was standing there for 4 hours. You couldn't get me away from the car. I know Scott was down there too, but didn't get a chance to bump into him. I was hoping I would. You know, it would have been nice to meet him. But, you know, I just could not get away from that car, man. It was amazing experience. And I did take some pictures. I'll probably post them up later. But for the most part, I mean, it completely gave me a no doubt that I will be trying to get a 2010 Camaro in the near future. Just got to set some priorities straight and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I just wanted to call and give you guys that heads up that I finally got into one of those and, you know, I'm going to go for it. So, keep up the good work, guys. We'll be talking to you later.
Good call. Good call. Yeah, wait till you get behind the wheel of these cars, man. Holy cow. Oh.
It's definitely an experience.
Oh, I know.
So thanks for offering up that information. 4 hours he stood there.
Yeah.
You know what? And I can easily see that happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know, being at a few shows where the car is on display, it's amazing just to overhear what people say and what they think about it. And
it is.
It's incredible. So all this year, for every episode, we give away some Camaro Z28 or some Camaro goodies or just goodies in general to the voicemail callers, one prize per customer. And mm-hmm. and I think, sir, you're the only one that hasn't won a prize yet.
Yeah, so.
I know the Bear and Mudbone have before, so.
Go into the vault. What's in the vault?
Oh, hold on a second. Let me go in. Well, I'll just leave it a surprise.
Oh, so it's going to be a
mystery. Mystery pack.
Mystery gift.
So our last caller, just send us an email, giving us your address.
Mauricio, and you are a winner.
You're a big wiener. And give us your shirt size and just in case we want to send you a shirt, and we'll just send you some goodies.
Yeah.
No charge.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. And speaking of goodies, we got plenty more to give away. So definitely get your calls in.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about a few things. What mods, you know, we invited people to call in. What mods are going to do. Call in for the free smooth lock, which is separate from this.
Right.
If you have any insurance advice on people modding their cars or just insurance advice in general. So hit the number 586-486-3182 and you could win, or at least you'll feel good about helping somebody out with some cool advice or give us something to talk about.
Absolutely.
So I've been dying to get to this point in the show. Okay. I love going to car shows. I love putting my cars in car shows. And the one thing that I do know is that it's always a nightmare because just the nature of things is getting the carpet cleaned, because those little sand pellets get in the fibers and you can't get them out. I got a couple of tips and tricks that I've, you know, they're
tape.
Just gave it away.
Oh,
I
wasn't even sorry.
I think we gave it away once before, but I know that.
I know I use the same thing.
Well, yeah, because now everybody does, because I rule. But I know that, you know, not getting all the little grits off there, that'll turn a number 10 on interior to the score of 9 and knock your chances of getting a cool trophy and whatever out. So I was looking in the back of Auto Week magazine a couple weeks ago, and in the back was an ad for this vacuum, because I got a shop vac, and it does okay, but it's just, you know, it's unwieldy.
And I've got a portable Dyson vacuum that I use.
Yeah. Well, I saw this, and it looked really cool. It's by this company called MetroVac. Or Metro for short. And it was really cool looking. I got a hold of them. I said, you know, I want to try this. So I had one ordered up, and they sent it to me. This thing is incredible.
Yeah.
I got it right here. Hold on.
Looking at it, it looks like
a thermos.
A thermos.
And the old classic
silver,
size.
Stainless silver.
Steel.
Exactly.
Yeah, thermos. It's about that big, too. It's got a handle and a cord, though, and it's a little snout on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Hold on. I got it right. Ready?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Wow, that thing sucks.
It like has so much torque when you hit the button, it actually like rocks in your hand a little bit. I mean, this thing is unbelievable.
It's like a silver bullet.
Yeah, it's like a little, oops, I hit the microphone with it. It's like a little torpedo with a handle and a power button.
Okay, so what does it say on there?
It says Metropolitan 500, and they call it 500 because this sucker's got 500 watts.
Wow.
So I used
to... I think the lights dimmed in the room when you turned that thing on.
Dimmed it all. The whole town went down. It's like executing somebody. It draws so much power. It's tough to come across a product that really works well. And it's a simple operation. I really enjoy this. I started using it around the house.
Yeah, it's very compact.
To my wife's enjoyment, I'm starting to like vacuuming because it's fun. Here's the deal. It's got a 4.5-amp, 500-watt motor. And it says here, pound for pound, it's the most powerful hand vac ever developed. And this thing really...
Well, the thing kicks in your hand when you turn it on. I have to believe that.
This thing really sucks in the best way possible. it's, like I said, 500-watt motor. It's all stainless steel. It's pretty lightweight, too. I mean, it probably weighed about as much as a thermos full of coffee.
Yep.
It came with 3 attachments, which are pretty useful. But what I found out was that my shop vac attachments will fit it, too.
Yeah.
And the little crevice tools and everything. Vac, yeah. It's great for the home use. It's got a five-year motor warranty. And I believe a 1-year overall warranty.
Hey, I wonder if my Dyson attachments would work on it. I bet you it
might.
Would.
It might. Well, I started reading a little bit further into the company here. They've been American-made and family-owned since 1939.
Wow.
And even
that's
says
impressive.
On this brochure, the little American flag says, made in USA because it matters. And that's what's cool about American-made products. When you come across one like this, you know it's made in America and it's made right. And this thing, I'm going to use it all the time. I got to get a power inverter because I'm going to use it at the shows I go to because it works well.
Yeah.
It really works well. If you guys want to check this out, it's at metrovacworld.com. I looked at the website real quick when I was getting information on it, and I know that they have several dealers out there, including some of the major automotive accessory dealers.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. You got to. This thing is amazing. For a vacuum, I don't, how can you get excited about a vacuum? But I got to tell you, it's really going to make cleaning up easy, especially when there's no hoses you got to deal with.
Yeah.
And those hoses on a shop vac will scratch your paint.
Oh.
I know firsthand, especially a black car.
Yeah.
They will. So this one, you don't got to worry about it. Check it out. What I say, metrovacworld.com, right?
Yep. And I'm going to put that in the show notes, too, for everybody to check out.
Yeah. It's good. It's extremely handy because it's so small and powerful. Little bullet in your hand there.
Yeah.
So, wanted to throw that out there.
If you order one of these vacuums, let them know you heard it on the CamaroZ28.com podcast.
Absolutely.
I think we told them we were going to review it, right?
Yeah, I said, yeah, I said...
So just let them know that there are vacuums out there.
It's pound for pound, the most powerful hand vac ever developed.
Hmm.
They're not kidding. The thing has just got incredible suction power.
Right.
Don't get any funny ideas, you guys. Well, I know somebody was going to think it, so
I know.
This is a terrific piece of hardware, though. Check it out. Gosh, is that it?
We're running short on time already.
So one last shout out. We haven't talked about our toolbar in a while. It's been updated lately, so check it out. If you don't have it installed, CamaroZ28.com toolbar.
Yeah, listen to the podcast right on your toolbar.
Right, built right in, and links to all the cool site features and all that junk. So check it out, install it. It's free, no spyware, no BS, none of that crap.
Yeah.
And I guess we better get out of here and enjoy the rest of the weekend weather while we can.
Know. It's been a beautiful 75 degrees here in Metro Detroit. Yeah. Loving it.
Yep. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about mods and garage stuff
next week
or the future weeks, but call in. And until then, we'll see you.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.